Doyle and Barrett met behind closed doors with some state lawmakers and other Milwaukee leaders. They also held a news conference. In general, Doyle wants to help Barrett get the power to pick the next Milwaukee school superintendent and appoint a new school board. Doyle was asked if the plan should be amended to let mayors of other Wisconsin cities with underperforming school districts take over the local schools.
Well, I've personally been very clear, and I don't have lines in the sand about what this bill is. We're going to have to work very carefully with the legislature on where we end up.
Mayor Barrett says he doesn't see the bill being expanded. Barrett says he does want the mayor's office to have power over schools in Milwaukee.
This is not about Tom Barrett. This is about the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. And that's an important distinction, because although I believe I am a strong supporter of the Milwaukee Public Schools and the teachers and the parents, I think it's important that we view this from a public policy perspective of what system of governance provides the most accountability.
But Barrett and Doyle say the takeover bill won't be ready for the legislature for a few weeks. Current Milwaukee School Board President Michael Bonds says he was disappointed not to hear more specifics. Bonds says the Milwaukee schools are improving.
The fact that this current board, we have made more accountability measures than probably any board in history. And when they talk about the focus on the students, if you look at what the current board has did over the last 3 years, we have put close to $100 million back into the class.
Bond says state lawmakers face a long, hard battle over control of the Milwaukee schools. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.